The story that I'd like to share with you is a dilemma story. It comes from South Africa. This is my version of the story. So I've made the story my own, and it's called Fast Friends. Well, two strangers met on a path just as night was falling, and they became fast friends. So they decided that they would accompany each other to the nearby village. Well, once they arrived, they sought out the chief to ask for permission to stay the night, which was the custom. And the chief said, "Welcome, strangers, we welcome you. There is a guest house where you can sleep and plenty of food that you can eat. But know that in this village, there is a custom of long standing. Strangers may sleep here, but in fear of death, they may not snore." Well, the fast friends talked it over briefly and decided that they would stay. So they were given plenty of delicious food to eat, then escorted to the guest house. And as soon as their heads hit the mat, you know what happened? I know you know what happened. One of the friends started to snore, and it sounded like this. Voo, voo, voo. Voo, voo, voo. Well, his companion tried to wake him up. He shook him, and he shook him, and he shook him some more. But he continued to hear, voo, 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 voo. Well, as he was sitting there, he also heard another sound that went like tss, tss, which was the sound of the people in the village preparing their weapons. And he knew that his new friend would be killed in his sleep. So he tried to wake him again. He shook him. He kicked him off the mat. He doused him with water. But he still continued to hear voo, 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 and tss. Well, out of nowhere, without even thinking, he started to sing. Voo, voo, liu, voo, 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 liu, voo. We met on the path, liu, voo, 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 liu, voo. And he sang so loud, and his voice was so strong and rich, that the people couldn't hear the snoring anymore. So they set aside their weapons and they pulled out their drums and they started to play along. Voo, voo, liu, voo. All night long, all the people in the village, the little children, the teenagers, the adults, even the elders and the chief, stayed up all night singing, dancing, and playing. Well, when daylight came, the two friends went to see the chief to thank him for allowing them to stay the night. But the chief pushed a purse full of money into their hands and said, "Thank you, strangers. Because of you, my people spent the night singing and dancing. You are always, always, always welcome in this village." Well, back on the path, the two friends began to wonder, then question, then quarrel, then fight over who should receive the greater portion of the reward. Well, the singer said, "I stayed up all night singing. Surely I should get more of the money." And the snorer said, "Well, if I hadn't snored, you wouldn't have sang. So I should receive more." And the singer said, "They were preparing their weapons. They were getting ready to kill you. Surely that I should get more of the money." And they argued and they argued and they couldn't agree. Could you?
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Today, we're in the studio with Gloria Myers, who is a charter member of Tellers of Tales Tucson. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. Support for Artist Stories is provided by Benjamin Supply, presenting a full spectrum of hardware and plumbing fixtures for kitchen and bath, and their gallery Tucson, offering national and local art in both the Tucson Warehouse and Transfer Buildings on 6th Street and 7th Avenue. Call 777-7000 or visit BenjaminSupply.com or GalleryTucson.com.